something tells me the nation's school children are getting quite a civics lesson.
Or they're telling their parents.
Well, now, so that's the good part of this. The bad part is some of the mudslinging between the candidates. This is the kind of thing that schools around the country have been teaching kids not to do as they've tried to combat bullying. And Avi Wolfman-Arendt of Here and Now contributor WHYY visited a number of schools in Delaware and has our story.
I haven't walked more than 10 steps into Brandywine High School in North Wilmington when I see four different pamphlets on bullying. So it's a little odd when just a half hour later, I'm in Kenny Rivera's AP government class watching this.
You know, you can see there was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
Yes, that was Donald Trump back in August talking about Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly. Rivera has asked his students to bring in examples of bullying on the campaign trail, and they were happy to complete the assignment.
Wait, can we just watch all of them on the Republican side?
Definitely please? Play mine. Mine's good.
Rivera's goal here isn't to revel in foul language or to wag his finger at the candidates. It's to make a point about today's political discourse.
It's not presidential. It goes against the policies and bullying and everything else that we want them promoting and passing. Then why is this happening?
Alicia Corrado and Miguel Fuentes, both seniors, jump in.
I don't watch political candidate like commercials. I'll shut them off right away. Yeah. But if they're like negative ones, they're kind of funny.
We're all really ready to say it's hypocritical, it's silly, they shouldn't be doing it, it was childish. But then while they were playing, like a second ago, we were all laughing.
Yeah. Rivera cites research about how effective these political attacks can be. He points out that Republican voter turnout is up. It's a lively, candid conversation.
My belief, again, is, you know, here I'm dealing with mainly 18-year-old students who need to learn how to have these discussions.
Delaware has passed three anti-bullying laws since 2012. A fourth may be on the way. Thanks to reporting requirements, school bullying incidents are cataloged, tracked, and compiled. A comment like this from former GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio about Donald Trump.
He doesn't sweat. He doesn't sweat because his pores are clogged from the spray tan that he uses.
Might go down as one of the 76 incidents related to physical appearance. While a riff like this one, when Donald Trump mocked a New York Times reporter with a congenital joint condition.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
Might be filed under disability. So given the rising sensitivity around bullying, is there anything a candidate could say that would be out of bounds for class discussion? Gary Block, who teaches AP government at nearby AI DuPont High School, doesn't think so.
There's really nothing I'd say I would shy away from, even in the tone of the campaign now. Anything that they're talking about at a debate is worthwhile to bring into my government class and get their reactions to and help them learn from that.
And like Kenny Rivera students, Blocks seem eager to talk about this political campaign in particular. Here's Nia Wilson.
Yeah, it's like a reality TV show. Like, you love to hate it. You can't stop watching it. It's like a train wreck.
Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale.
At the Carcroft Elementary School, also in North Wilmington, the school staff receive mindfulness training to help students deal with their emotions. Mark Overly is the principal at Carcroft. He says the school takes bullying seriously. There are anti-bullying signs posted around the building. There's a confidential box where students can report if they feel threatened. But he worries the school's message on bullying will be overshadowed by the tone of this year's campaign.
It's a shame that kids are turning this on and we're trying to really teach them how to get along.
So far, Overly says, the presidential race hasn't been a big topic among his students, but he thinks that'll change. Every election year, Carcroft holds mock campaigns in the fall to teach the students about civics.
But I'll be honest, it's a little scary almost to bring it up right now, because I'd be afraid for kids to kind of see some of the slandering and just some of the awful things that the candidates are saying to each other.
Overly still believes the mock election will go on as planned, but he knows it may get tricky, particularly if, as he put it, certain people are representing different parties. In which case, he says he'll be sure to remind students about the school's bullying box. For Here and Now, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt in Delaware.